Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. Pope Benedict this morning met with the bishops from the central part of Mexico who are in Rome on their ad limina visits.
Basados en la fuerza de las promesas del Señor, en la asistencia de su Espíritu,
the Pope mentioned that this is the region where the ancient indigenous people had settled and where the Church's missionary activity in the country began and later extended to other areas. The Pope highlighted that multiple cultures and traditions coexist in the cities of the region, and he also indicated how life there is complicated for the various social classes to whom diocesan pastoral activity must be directed without discrimination. The Holy Father said that the bishop's pastoral ministry must be directed to everyone, both to the faithful who participate actively in the life of the community and to people who have distanced themselves and are searching for the meaning of their own lives. He then encouraged the bishops to propose the Word of God in a form and language appropriate to our time, and that in modern society, which shows such visible signs of secularism, we must not fall prey to discouragement or to a lack of enthusiasm in our pastoral projects. The Pope also called on the bishops to dedicate their greatest attention and energy to their priests and to help them be men of assiduous prayer, both in contemplative silence and in the devout daily celebration of the Eucharist and the Liturgy of the Hours. The Pope also received the letters of credence of Luis Felipe Bravo Mena, who's the new ambassador of Mexico to the Holy See. The Pope said that since 1992, when diplomatic relations were established between Mexico and the Holy See, notable progress has been made in a climate of mutual respect and collaboration that has benefited both parties.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.